Hey Huskies, welcome to My First Year Story Podcast. I'm your co-host Juliana, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring the exciting world of a first-year student at UConn.
This is our first roundtable episode. We have some new members here from that weren't here last episode, or last season, I should say. But I am Lexi. I'm currently the secretary right now. We're just going to go around in a little circle, introduce ourselves, and then get on with some topics for today.
Yeah, hey guys, my name is Emma. I'm the vice president, so I've been here a while, been on a few episodes, but I can't wait to start this new little series we have. Little circle talk, round table circle.
That's the right idea.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Hello everyone, I'm Juliana. I'm one of the newest members. I'm one of your new hosts as well, and I'm very excited to share stories with you guys and chat and talk about everything first year UConn.
Hey Huskies, I'm James. I'm also a new member to My First Year Story, and I'm very excited to be recording this session and getting to know you all.
So to jump right into it, maybe let's rehash our days, our weeks, our semester so far. Currently, also right now, we are recording the week before Thanksgiving break, so we're all very excited to go home for a nice little relaxation. But yeah, I don't know about y'all, but I am burnt out.
Yeah. Me too. I cannot wait to go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been counting down the days.
Oh, yeah.
Till this moment when I could just go home. And what's funny is I'm going to go home and I literally have homework already that I need to do and tests to study for. So I guess it's not really a break, but I'm definitely going to schedule some time in my Google Calendar for those breaks, because obviously everyone needs a break.
I agree.
No matter what.
Yes. I do have a chem test the week after break. But
that's brutal.
Yeah.
All my teachers or professors are assigning work like due this Friday. I have like a paper,
yeah,
four-page paper, three group projects. I'm like, okay, I get the concept of taking the break, but oh my goodness.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have work due after break or before break?
That's a before. Great question.
Yeah, I complain about it, but before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want to stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have work done after the break, and now, like, that's what I'm going to be doing with my break.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying my hardest to spend, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like, the beginning of break to get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
So then I, you know, towards the end, and obviously after Thanksgiving, I don't have to do anything, but we'll see how that goes, because I don't know. I think the break is really setting in now, and it's only Wednesday, so.
Yeah, I know. I feel that.
This week has been long,
mm-hmm.
and it's only Wednesday.
I low-key feel like it's flu. I'm at a mix. Right now, I'm like, okay, wow, it's already Wednesday. I only have 2 days left of the week. But at the same time, I'm like, it's only Wednesday. I feel like I've been in this week for, like, ever.
I agree. The library has been my home the last 2 days. I literally wake up, go to the library, go back to bed. Like, that's it. Plus eating,
Do you have a favorite study spot in the library, a specific floor?
First floor is beautiful. It's my favorite. I used to go to the third, but now I'm a first floor girl.
I love people watching on the first floor.
Yes. I just saw a couple in front of me for the whole 2 hours I was there.
Oh, that's interesting. There's a couple, oh my goodness, at the gym, because I work there, that literally, when you said that, made me think of them. They sit on the couches and just, oh, shout out to them, but like they just, I don't know, really make me uncomfortable at work.
Oh no. That's cute though, but
not the synchronized
It would be.
What has been everyone's biggest challenge this week?
Getting through it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I have some like stuff to look forward to over break, like some appointments and like hang out with friends. So like, it's just knowing that that's next week, and I'm like, oh, I'm so close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to like get there already. But yeah, what about you guys?
Mine has been so I'm part of UConn Dance Company, and our showcase is actually 2 days after we come back from Thanksgiving break. So we had our dress rehearsal, like a little run through last night, and I'm definitely feeling the effects. I got Starbucks today. You gotta get me through the day, but I don't know. It's a little stressful, but it'll be super, super fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Mine is definitely schedule building. I love that I could choose my own schedule, but I also hate it. And I don't want to complain about it too much, because I bet tons of other people from the school are agreed.
Let it rip.
Okay, I will let it rip. Being the last pick day does suck as a biomedical engineer. I hope many other people can agree with me, but having to take chem and bio and not having it fit into your schedule is just perfect and beautiful. And I'm sure others can relate.
Yeah, I remember my freshman year and even my sophomore year, I had really, really late pick times compared to my friends. It was definitely not the last day, so I can't complain that much, but I was stuck taking like classes with the worst professors, like, you know, 8 a.m.s. Like, it was not fun, but obviously now being an upperclassman, like being a junior, I'm definitely like, it's a little mm-hmm. bit relieving.
Yes.
To have a you little
bit breathe.
Of relief. Yeah, yeah. Except I'm still waiting on communications permission numbers.
Which one? Which classes?
I think I put in for 3. One's 2600. One's a persuasion.
Ooh, 2500?
Yes, that's the number, yeah. And there's one other I forgot, but I'm still waiting. I think I'm like, I still have a few people in front of me because I just checked this morning, but I don't know. Because it's my minor, so I don't have like priority.
Right.
So I'm a little nervous, but I did pack my schedule filled with other things. I just don't want to take them. Like, yeah. I purposely did that so I wouldn't have to take them, but we'll have to see and review at the end of, or I should say the start of break, winter break, so.
Hopefully yeah. that works out.
Yeah.
Well, I tell myself every day, everything's going to work out no matter yeah. what. Even if we're stressed about it, everything's going to work out. I'm keeping that in my mind.
Yeah, I'm just like you, Emma. I also have a wait list for permission numbers for my healthcare minor. So I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. Oh. I'm like waiting for that email. It's horrible.
What a lovely system.
Mm. Yeah. It's the best. Mm. How about positives from this week? Because
wait, we didn't hear James' challenge.
Oh, your challenge.
I am writing a 15-page essay within 2 weeks.
And oh, have, no.
So I'm halfway there and then first draft is due the Monday we come back, so I have to write during Thanksgiving break.
Oh, that no. sucks.
I also have a 3-page politics essay that's due Friday,
no.
and also wow. summer essays that are due today.
Summer so. Essays.
I'm applying to a intro to grad school summer program.
Oh wow!
Oh, I see.
Those essays are due at midnight, so I just have to look over them and then submit them.
Okay, but it's all
we're
done.
Through it. We're getting through
I'm it. Saying, okay. Good there luck with go. That. That sounds
hundreds
amazing, though.
Hundreds and hundreds yeah. of pages of writing.
I hope yeah. it goes well.
Oh, guys, college is tough. I'm only 11 weeks in.
Yeah, no, you're 12.
Oh, look 12th at this. Week. This is great.
Yeah, I check off each one as we pass them by.
Oh,
don't
I
you
bet.
Worry. There we go. All right, moving to the positives.
Please.
Yes, yes. Who would like to go first?
I'm actually just trying to think of a positive.
I know.
Yeah,
hold
I know.
On.
Give me like 2 seconds.
I got Dunkin' this morning, and it revived me.
I was going to say, was it a good Dunkin' day or a bad
no,
Dunkin'
honestly,
day?
No, honestly, the student union, people like hate on the student union and Dunkin', but if you know your order, if you mm-hmm. know your order, like mm-hmm. if you're like a consistent, you know, got like the right amount of pumps, the right amount mm-hmm. of like everything in there, like they make a pretty good drink.
Oh, yeah. And it's quick. They're done in like a minute.
Especially if you order ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like them fast.
You want to hear a funny story? So on Monday night, I wanted to go get Dunkin'. So I went down to the student union because I don't order ahead until I know they have the strawberry refresher because they're always out. So mm-hmm. I don't want to like order it and then they're like, we don't have it. And then I have to like kind of, I guess, go back and forth like, what can I get instead? So I went down and my friend ordered her drink and then she got rung up. It was fine. But then their computer crashed. So he was like, oh, like go through the app. App didn't work. He was like, okay, go to the kiosk. Kiosk didn't work. Like Dunkin' was like shut down.
Oh, no.
But then luckily, though, 15 minutes later, I was able to order my drink and everything was fine.
You know, a little tip. On the app, it'll say if it's unavailable or not.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, so
sometimes
like,
it does.
Sometimes it does, especially with like yeah. flavors. Like if you want to put a flavor in your coffee, it says like unavailable. Like you won't be able to add it to your cart.
Oh, yeah. Is that new or has that always been a thing? Because
I've
had it pop up for me a few
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like it's
I'm gonna have to pay attention.
Lately it's been pretty reliable.
Oh, I was wondering, because I know like Starbucks does that and they like take it off. So it's so helpful, because then obviously you don't go all the way to have it not
be there.
You'll
just get like an error sign, I think. Like it's usually like a, I usually get like a red error if I try to put a drink in my cart and it's not available.
That is so helpful.
Yeah. Little tip. That did not work for me today though, with the donuts. Oh, it is, I think it's National Donut Day.
No, on Wednesdays when you get a drink, you get a free donut.
Right, so I heard about that. So I got a free donut and I put pink with sprinkles, strawberry with sprinkles donuts, my favorite. And I put it into the cart, I show up and they have no more. But it's fine, I just got glaze, because glaze is just as good.
Yeah, I got a glaze one today too.
Yeah.
Emma, have you ever tried the mango freshers?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Okay, from Dunkin'?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not her, but I love those. The thing is, I am I don't like that flavor. I'm going to be honest. It's so sad, but I don't.
You are missing out. Yeah. Lexi and I are on the same boat right here.
Yes.
I've tried it before, and it's just, you know, it's not my favorite.
What? Okay, honestly, though, have you ever, are you a fan of Red Bull, James?
Not particularly.
Okay, sometimes when I need that extra boost, I drink halfway of the mango, what is it, mango pineapple?
Mango refresher.
Mango refresher, and then I pour in like a peach Red Bull in there.
Oh my gosh. So good.
But yeah, honestly, you're missing out. I don't like their strawberry one, I will say.
Really? Same. I don't like their strawberry
one. I don't like their strawberry one.
So we're just opposites. It's okay.
Yeah. Have you had their raspberry?
Oh.
I did not know they had a raspberry.
I know my mom likes the watermelon ones.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
But then it was seasonal, because then she got all mad when they got rid of it.
Yes. Yeah. My sister got the same way. She was like, well, that's gone. And I was like, it's nasty.
Yeah. I didn't know. It wasn't a fave of mine either. Mm-hmm. But.
Guys, I don't drink refreshers.
They've changed my life.
Should I try again? Yes. I mean, the last time I had it was like years ago.
Summertime, honestly, is where I would reintroduce it to yourself.
Okay.
Because it's so refreshing.
So, doesn't say winter.
It's in the name.
Don't do it in the winter time.
Okay. June 23rd, I'm going to get a mango refresher, guys.
That's so specific.
I'm going to put on my calendar. So specific. My calendar. June 23rd.
Wait, why June 23rd?
I don't know. Just
23rd
summer.
Or 3rd?
23rd. Just a random day.
You should get on June 7th with a donut, National Donut Day on June
7th. Oh. June 7th, guys, I will be getting a refresher.
Wait, you could also get it on your birthday.
I mean, April 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to say, though.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving? Anything special?
Who wants to start?
I don't really do anything.
James, why don't you start?
Yeah.
So my mom invites over two of her really longtime friends, and I think her friend is my godmother, so we invite them to over. They don't have any kids, so it's just her friend and her husband, and it's a fun gathering. We do all the traditional things, turkey and all of the other stuffing as well. And it's just a really fun family gathering.
Oh, that's so
sweet.
Nice.
That's nice. I don't really do anything for Thanksgiving, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm going to be one of those people, but, like, it's a filler. It's a filler holiday for me until Christmas. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
At least you get the week off.
I know. But I really like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's probably my highlight of Thanksgiving.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Lexi?
I go to my godmother's house on my dad's side of the family. So we all get together, massive side. He has like a bunch of brothers. So we all get together. It's usually a good time. We have the classics as well. Turkey, mashed potatoes, peas.
Stuffing.
I don't know. It really just came to mind. I don't know why. I was going to say green beans and peas just came out, and I don't know why.
I mean, I like peas better than green beans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like peas when they're mixed into things. Yeah.
Yes.
But then also, you know, the desserts, the pumpkin pie, the apple pie.
The desserts are the best part.
Good. Yeah. So yeah, just that. And then also the Macy's Day Parade in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then Black Friday shopping.
I completely forgot about that. I was just talking about it with my mom today, actually, because she finally got the day off of work. And she was like, because she hasn't had it off in like a few years. So we're both going out and we're doing our shopping.
Yes. Oh, my sister and I have a ritual where it's like we go to Starbucks right when it opens. And then we go to the mall. And then like we wait. We usually get there like 10 minutes early. So then we wait in the parking lot, jam out to some Christmas tunes, get in the mall, shop. Halfway through our shopping, another Starbucks, more shops, and then we're done, go home, take a nap.
That is so perfect.
By the time you get home, it's like noon. You're what do I do with the rest of my day?
I know. What is happening?
I think I need to copy you with that this year.
Do it.
But yeah.
What are your plans?
Thanksgiving, we always host at my house, so yeah, mom is always in the kitchen. I try to help, but mom's like everything their way, so I can't really do much. The only thing I can do is wash the dishes, and I would rather not wash the dishes. So I do what I can. I make the table. I mean, wait for everyone to come over, be a good host, get all dressed up, as I do. And yes, I do.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Corn.
Turkey.
Corn and mashed potatoes.
Yes, together.
Together.
It's insane. It's unreal.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. Me too.
Yeah.
What about a favorite dessert?
God. Apple pie.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, I like pie, but like, I'm just like not a big pie person. Like, I'll eat it.
Me neither.
Like, okay, neither. I used to be a really big pumpkin pie fan. Then, I don't know what happened. The mushiness of it skeeved me out. And now I'm more like apple pie, if anything.
Have any of you had chocolate cream pie?
No, that sounds amazing.
I love it. I love it so much. It's so out there. Like, obviously, it's not like your classic pies, but for someone who's not like a huge fan of pie, it's so good.
What is a traditional, or not traditional, I guess it's like a common Thanksgiving dessert? Like, what is more than just pie?
I mean,
such a good question.
Like, that you guys know of, because
apple crisp.
Oh yeah. Maybe. I guess that's a different take on like the apple pie.
I mean, I feel like I don't really ever have a traditional Thanksgiving dessert lineup.
Oh, we would just always have the cultural ones.
The Portuguese desserts.
The Portuguese desserts. Fun fact: Juliana and I are related.
Yes, we are. We are cousins. Cousins.
We are cousins.
James's mind is blown right now.
I am astonished.
That's why when she was talking about her family, like, getting their house together and cooking, I was like, I can picture your mom right now just in the kitchen prepping for
doing her own thing. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Lexi, did you go for to her house?
No, so I went 2 years ago.
Yes.
But I usually go to my dad's side because we hang out with their side of the family Christmas.
Yes. So Lexi and I spend Christmas Eve together.
Mm-hmm. In our little PJs.
Yeah, so cute.
Opening presents. Little kids.
Yeah, it's so fun.
What's on your Black Friday wish list?
Oh.
When Black Friday hits, what are you buying? The first thing you're
buying?
Guys, I don't want to waste my money.
I know. I get paid tomorrow, and I'm like, that's going to last me a week, and then it's going to be all gone.
Yeah.
I have to buy, like, other people gifts.
That's,
for Christmas.
Yeah, but that's my goal. Don't know what people want.
I know.
And, like, I don't know. I just kind of go and browse. Like, I have my basics. Like, I love, like, a good, like, new basic hoodie or, like, a new, like, pair of sweatpants, new jeans. Like, anything, like, I can always go to.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's honestly just sometimes I just walk around, see what I like. If it's on sale, pick it up, put it in my little baggie, pay, and that's it.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I do have to step out now.
Boo. Okay.
I have to go dance my little heart out, but it was lovely talking with all of you.
Yes. Bye. Amazing.
Have a great day. Have a great break.
What are your favorite places to shop at?
Oh my gosh. I've been having a huge dilemma about this recently because I want cool clothes that's not at the mall. Like, I feel like the mall, everything is the same now.
Mm.
And I've kind of, like, I've seen the same style for 3 years. And I really want to change up. Like, my style is, like, fine, but I really want to, like, level it up. And the only, like, I don't know where to find clothes that I want that's, like European style. But, like
the Zara's.
Zara. Like, the closest Zara is 2 hours away. Like,
no, literally. Or it's just, like, booty cheeks expensive.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I'm at the point in my life where I'm growing up. No.
Midlife crisis.
And I have to look for clothes that, like, I can wear in the workforce and be appropriate outside of my ever so wanting to be young era.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I don't even know where I'm going to shop because I have all the basics, you know, like the classic tank tops that you wear under everything.
Yes.
Like all the cardigans that are like, like a little cropped or something. But I need more like long sleeves that are like full length that I can tuck into a party pair of pants.
Yes.
Or like some t-shirts that are like close to my neck and that go the full length. Full length clothes, modest clothes is unfortunately where I'm going with.
Yeah.
But so I'm I don't know where to buy that. Like, I'm probably just gonna go shopping with my mom.
Yeah.
See where she goes and follow.
It's hard to, like, this is probably annoying for me to say, but it's hard to be modest and cute, which is, like, not always true, but it's kind of tough at the same time. Like, long clothes, like, doesn't tuck right into my jeans or like,
and like fitting with a body type too is so difficult sometimes, and I'm just like
Insane. 100%. I particularly like J. Crew and sometimes Nordstrom, but usually J. Crew and The Gap, although I'm phasing out The Gap and trending more towards J. Crew.
I could talk about The Gap all day.
Really?
I have like 12 Gap jeans. I love Gap, guys.
You and Maya are obsessed with Gap.
Wait, continue about your J. Crew.
Yeah.
That's usually where I get a lot of my business professional stuff and a lot of my just long sleeve t-shirts.
Yeah.
And that's just my go-to store for general clothing.
Hey, I'm hitting up J. Crew Black Friday. You will see me there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. Maybe hopefully find a local Zara or something.
Oh my God.
Because I feel like though that's a good, like, maybe modest, cute shop.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to Zara all summer this year, it was just incredible. Every time I went in there, I bought like at least two pieces, which is not nice for my bank account, but it's nice for my style.
You only live once.
Exactly.
What are your thoughts on Aritzia? Have you been there?
Oh my goodness.
Aritzia. Everyone will find these cute little dupes for Aritzia because Aritzia is now expensive.
Yeah.
For my bank account, at least. I don't know about y'all listening, but
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Perfect. Like, that's what I want my style to look like. I just want to be clean and simple like that.
Yes. And, like, I don't care, like, if they're the neutral colors. I love a good, like, basic color.
Agreed.
That goes with everything. Maybe some pop pieces here and there. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so, like, about this.
What do you, like, where do you think your style leans right now? Because, like, for me, I know I'm very simple. I'm trying to be very timeless. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to find a good watch. Recently, I bought a Casio gold watch. It's like, okay, guys, it's not real gold.
Gold plated?
No, not even. I am allergic to anything that's not gold, stainless steel, silver, which makes me very upset because then I can't wear things I like. So I bought this gold watch thinking it was completely stainless steel. I could wear it every day. I won't be allergic to it. Tell me why only the backing is stainless steel. So the rest of it is like this weird metal, I don't even know. But I wore it for one day and I get like hives on my arm.
No.
And like all itchy. And I'm like, guys, I just want my style to be cute and timeless.
Well, you have an Apple Watch on. No? I have one too. Like, and I got the band
for it. It's a silicone band,
though. I just don't love the look of my Apple Watch. Oh, I could get a cute band.
Right now, for reference, if you think of like a watch with like, I don't even know, what is this, like a ringlet?
Like links?
Links? Yeah, metal links on
silver
it.
Silver links.
I got it off Amazon.
It's cute.
And like,
okay, wait, that looks classy and timeless.
Yeah, it's like very nice because like because I did not like wearing my silicone Apple Watch band because I felt like it looked so out of place and I was like, I can't wear it if I want to wear a dress or like a skirt. And I found this band. My dad actually got one too because he loved how this looked.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's actually pretty sick.
Does the metal on your necklace and your rings match the metal of your...
No. I am...
Can we talk about this?
Jewelry mixer.
Me too.
I know it's a crime. I know it's a crime.
James, are you?
No, I don't really wear jewelry, but...
I love how you noticed that.
I know. Well, one of the styles for dressing and just fashion is that you're supposed to have medals of the same type.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
On your body, but... I think Lexi here breaks the rules.
Yeah. You see, I was so like, oh my goodness, for the longest time, I was like, I have to change out my earrings. But I have 10 piercings. They're all silver.
You have 10 piercings?
I have 10 piercings.
Wow.
Yeah, all of my ears, I have 4 on like the bottom and then 2 cartilage on one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, changing out 10 piercings to be one color is insane. And then I got a gold necklace and I was like, because I used to wear like silver necklaces and I was like, I'm just gonna rock the gold, rock the silver. And then I got the silver like band and I think silver looks better in certain places. Mm-hmm. But then I was also getting like thrifting gold rings and I was like, honestly, like, why do I care this much if my jewelry is matching? The only thing I care about is like, I will not wear gold buckles on shoes.
Gold buckles.
Really strange.
What is that?
So you know, like loafers sometimes?
Yes.
And like, like Birkenstock, clogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will only wear silver because I don't like the way gold looks.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Really weird. Really weird. But yeah.
I mean, I completely agree with the mix of jewelry. I used to only be a silver girl. Then I only used to be a gold girl, but I never owned gold rings. So I would wear silver rings with my gold jewelry. And then this summer I realized, like, why don't I just mix it? So every day I wear my gold hoops, but I also have a silver cuff that I wear every day. And I think it looks perfect together.
Yeah.
And then I have silver rings. I always wear a gold bracelet, but I do not have it on because I took it off for intramural soccer yesterday. But I always have a gold bracelet. Sometimes I have gold rings. Now that I bought them, they're stainless steel. And yeah, now I feel like you can just mix it up.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, rules are meant to be broken.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, if anyone complains, I'm like, well, I'm just setting a trend that maybe already exists, but in my mind.
YOLO.
Literally. Also, like, I feel like everyone will just be like, oh, that's so cute for jewelry and not be like, oh my goodness, she's mixing.
Yeah.
Right, I think a lot of people our age just are more about feeling comfortable in their own body and what they're wearing. It's not about adhering to a specific standard of clothing.
Yeah, and I love that. I feel like a lot of people these days, it's like 50-50. So I see a lot of girls wearing the same exact thing like that I see on TikTok, like leggings with a vest, with a sweatshirt, with like the Stanley Cup. And no
Shout out to them, girls.
Because like I would wear that too. Like, it's kind of cute and comfy looking. But like, I also love to see people showing off their personal style with like different mixed patterns. Or like today I saw a tutu on a girl at the library. It's just like so cool to see the different mix of people just like showing off who they are.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
I love that clothes has turned into like an outlet for like expression.
Agreed.
So you can either choose to be like completely bummy, you can choose to stick to one, you can totally express yourself one day. Like when you ask me what my style is, I can literally go from looking like I own a skateboard to looking like I own a surfboard to looking like I am a nerd. Like, no offense to the nerds, love them. Shout out to everyone who I just mentioned. But like, I don't know, like I feel like that's the best thing. Like if I want to be someone different, I can.
Completely
my clothes.
Agree. And everyone looks cute no matter what. I never judge what people are wearing.
No, I take inspirations.
Me too.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, if you're wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt, I probably will too tomorrow if I don't feel like putting on jeans.
No,
like,
definitely 100% with you. I think it's just a feeling type of depending on what I put on. Usually during the weekdays, I'm just casual clothes, sweatshirt, maybe jeans or maybe some chinos. But usually weekends, it's definitely sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. Laundry day? Guys.
Please, whatever I can find in my closet that makes sense. Ish, not even.
Yeah.
But with this cold weather now, the layering.
It's hard, it's fun.
I love a good layering, but I was so upset to bring out my winter jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I was...
I mean, I feel like it can kind of add to the outfit. So on Monday, guys, I cut my hair. Well, my roommate cut my hair, guys.
I literally
can't
tell.
This is a crazy story.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I
love it though. Like 5 inches longer than this. Like, she literally cut off so much hair.
Oh my goodness.
And I love it because I feel like I only look good with short hair. But anyway, I was like, new hair, new look. So
yes, I'm getting my hair done over break and I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. But I planned out a cute outfit for Monday because I was like, guys, if I'm going to show off my hair, I'm going to show off my style as well. I picked out black tights, a black skirt, a black turtleneck. And then just to tie it all up, I had my black long parka.
Oh,
and it was perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Props to you for wearing a skirt.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
I refuse to wear anything that does not provide 2 leg holes. Just because of the wind.
The wind.
Yeah, they should nickname stores what they nickname Chicago. It should be the windy city, windy college town.
It really is because it is freezing for no reason sometimes. It'll say like 45 degrees and it feels like 20 because
of the wind chill.
Yeah.
Before I leave the house every morning, it is, what is the weather? What does the weather feel like? What is the wind chill? And then I check hourly to see which parts of the day are going to be colder because I feel like the mornings have been pretty good, and then as the day progresses, it gets so cold. And I'm like, it's like 12 o'clock and I'm like leaving my class. And I was like, I was warmer when I walked in.
Agreed.
Than when I'm leaving.
Yeah. Maybe it's just so interesting. No, it's not just you. Don't worry.
Ugh. Awful.
Yeah.
It used to be that it was really cold in the mornings and then it would get hotter in the afternoon and then it would get cold in the evenings. But now I like that it's been pretty steady and plateaued. So that's the same temperature relatively.
Yeah. It kind of has been.
Yeah. It doesn't like drastically change too much. But I just, but the sun lately, today at least, felt really good this morning.
Yes. I totally agree. It was actually hot at some points of the day because the sun was shining, but it gets freezing when the sun goes down and then it's windy. Because, guys, the sun goes down at 4 o'clock now.
No, literally.
What is up with this?
It is 5:54 on a Wednesday night. We're about to leave this meeting and
pitch
I'm going to
black.
Be so cold. Ready for bed.
Yeah.
Ready for bed.
At least I wake up and it's bright now, but not for long.
No, because it's literally in a matter of a month, it's going to be dark.
Yeah. It's not fair, guys. No. 3 hours of sunlight.
It make sense.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's like an exaggeration.
Yeah, make it make sense.
Do you have a favorite season? I can definitely tell winter is not your favorite season.
No. I mean, yes, it is not. Oh, no, it is not. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. That is not.
The look of shock.
I used to say spring is my favorite season because that's when my birthday is. And I used to hate summer because it would be too hot. Now summer is my favorite season. I used to hate the beach. I love the beach now. I could be there every day. I had a goal last summer that every time I went to the beach, I had to go in the water. And I achieved that goal.
Yay.
Let me tell you, I did go to the beach in April and it was freezing. Oh. And I went in the water anyway because that was my goal. But I don't know. I feel like it just is good for my hair. It's just fun. I just love the water.
Yeah. I'm born in the summer, so I'm meant for summer weather, I like to say. I'm born in August, so like the heat. It's not good for my hair. I have curly, frizzy hair, so that's a little rough.
Yeah.
But I like fall, but I feel like we haven't been having a fall season lately.
No.
Like, it's like a blink of an eye. Well, especially this year, we went from having like a cold week to then me walking around in shorts that one weekend. I don't even remember what time it was. And then the following week, it being so cold again.
100%.
So I would love to have fall would be my season if it was longer.
Yes.
If it was the length of summer, I'd love it more.
Definitely agree with you. I think fall is my favorite season.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is just when the allergies are. Summer is when it's way too hot. And winter, it's way too cold.
Yeah.
Winter, I feel like this winter is going to be rough. It's already so cold.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I mean, guys, I didn't even see fall come this fall.
No.
Like, I swear, 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, it's fall. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, oh, it's winter.
Well, yeah.
Like, I just didn't process that it was fall. Like, I didn't get the fall vibes.
I didn't get the fall air.
Yeah.
Like, right now I walk outside and I'm like, smells like winter.
Yes, agreed.
I did not have a chance to walk outside and be like, fall. Like, I'm loving this life. No.
Where is it? Where'd it go?
We went from, like, summer, then to, like, a weird rainy period, then to, like, winter, then to a weekend of summer, and then back to winter.
Can we talk about that rainy period? Because what was that?
Where
Why
every
did
Monday
every
was raining?
Every Monday I had to bring my umbrella. Oh my gosh. And then I'm at the gym and I have to bring an umbrella to the gym. And then I stuff the umbrella in my backpack. And then my backpack's all wet. I mean, that's my fault.
Yeah. But that's an interesting thought process there.
Yeah.
I used to be at work right before it would rain. I would get out as it's downpouring. And somehow I have the worst luck. It always rains more when I'm walking in the rain. So I would always get wet.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I remember one time it was sunny in the morning and then my friend slept over and then I had to walk her to her dorm and I live in Worth and it takes 10 minutes to walk to Towers basically-ish.
Yeah.
So we walked.
If you're going at a quick pace.
Yeah.
But I like a good speed walk, so I'm there with you.
We had to speed walk because it was supposed to be sunny all day. The 10 minutes we walked to Towers, it was raining. I get out of Worth. It starts raining, like, right when we step out. Right when we step into Towers.
Stop.
It's dry, guys. What? It's like the sky hates me.
No, it's actually so bad. Leaving or getting into the building where you have class to see it stop raining just so when you leave class, it starts downpouring again.
It's just so kind.
Make it make sense. And I absolutely despise a wet raincoat. Mm. What am I supposed to do with it? Hang it off the back of my seat? No.
I know.
Put it on the floor? No. Drag it around class, make a little puddle everywhere? No. Like, what?
I mean, that's my question for this winter. Where am I going to put my coat?
Oh, I sit on it.
Oh, you sit on it.
Well, because in lecture halls, so in the big lecture halls with like the seats, you can't really hang it on the back of your seat. So I just like shove it next to me or like behind me as like a little like back cushion, because I feel like that's the only thing. Or I put it like on my backpack on the floor.
Yeah, because what if it's wet?
Why would it be wet?
The snow.
I feel like
we'll get there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the snow like. I feel wets like in the enough? Past, yeah, it doesn't, not drenched at least, like maybe a little damp, but it's usually nothing crazy.
Usually it's like a little sprinkles, but usually it melts as with time.
Yeah, and usually if it snows like crazy, crazy, it's at night or in the morning, or we don't have glasses.
I can't wait for a UConn snow day.
Barely happens.
Oh, guys.
Did we have one last year?
I'm not sure. I was in DC in the spring, so I didn't experience a UConn snow day.
Yeah. Mm. Ever?
We had one.
One?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I think I had one in, or maybe two, in the spring of 2022. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Freshman year, I remember sitting in my dorm. And, like, I think I looked outside. I woke up at 6 a.m. for some reason that morning, and I think that's when, like, they roughly sent out the emails that campus would be closed. Slush. When I tell you slush everywhere, like, oh, you get the pretty, like, snow on the field and everything, but slush. Like, that's the one thing about school. Like here, if you don't get classes canceled, you're walking on, like, slushy sidewalks if they don't clean it yet.
See, I'm excited to, like, look out my window and, oh, my gosh, it's a winter wonderland. And then I walk outside and it's brown muck. And then we have to walk to class and it's snowing. Shoes. And it's, like, I have Docs.
Doc Martens. Yes. Interesting.
Those will be my snowshoes, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
They got good grip, right?
I mean, yeah, right?
Wear some fuzzy socks, too.
Yes.
You will be cold.
Ugh.
Rough.
Oh, my gosh. Winter is so tough.
Don't even get me started.
I love Connecticut, but the winters are just too long.
You love Connecticut?
I do.
What planet are you on?
I feel like this is a very unpopular opinion.
Very.
What do you guys not like about Connecticut?
Okay, actually, I'm just shitting on it because I think I'm just stuck here in Bumbletown.
Yes. Bumbletown.
Just to, you know, keep it PG. But, But I don't mind my hometown because I think I'm so used to it and everything. Mm-hmm. And, like, I live in a pretty good area, like, close commutes to, like, places. So I don't mind that. But I think, like, I'm ready to explore the rest. I've been a lot of places outside of, like, the U.S.
Yeah.
But I feel like I haven't really been to many states here.
Completely agree.
So, like, I kind of want to travel more, like, state-wise here and see, like, what's out there. Because I feel like I've grown up in Connecticut. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah. Have you gone to Chicago?
No.
Wow. I went to Chicago once, I think, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Really?
I know it's, like, dangerous and all, but to me, it was, like, a mix of New York and Boston. It was just...
Did you see the bean?
I did see the bean. Isn't it closed right now?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
I saw a meme that it melted.
That it melted, and I saw that, like, as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, just, like, it was so clean. I think I went in the summer, yeah. It was clean. I saw people running around the river. It was just, like, it's just beautiful to me. I don't know.
I feel like... Oh, go ahead.
What do you call the shoes that you go to the gym with?
Sneakers.
In Chicago, they call them gym shoes.
Gym shoes? Gym shoes.
I mean, they're...
Chicago fact for you.
They are gym shoes. I mean, they're
Does
not wrong,
word
but...
Does the sneakers not exist?
Not sure.
Interesting. Okay, well, now from now on, I will be saying gym shoes.
Yeah, better get that right before you go there. Again.
Yeah. Ugh. I did go to the gym there for one day. I said, let me put my sneakers on and go for a run. Whoops.
You said it wrong.
Next time I know. Thank you, James.
Yeah, I need to travel more. Have you guys been to a lot of states here?
I drove to Florida, so all those states count. And then,
oh, that is... But I need,
not
like, a
really.
Week in them.
Yeah, I've never really stayed in many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably stayed in, like, four different states. That's it. Out of 50.
Same. I've probably been in single digits.
Yeah, which is actually kind of crazy.
Right?
I've been to Cali. Ooh. That's the only place on the West Coast I've been. And I really want to go to more.
Yeah.
I've been to like New York, Boston, New Jersey, Florida, Virginia, Maryland. But I've been to a lot of these like too for like sports tournaments.
Right.
And I need to like go back and actually experience them.
I agree. There's so much to explore in the U.S.
Have you heard of the Genius Files, the book series?
No.
It's about a brother and a sister, and they're being hunted by this madman. Mm-hmm. And basically, the parents are, they don't know that their kids are part of this like secret spy program, and they're on a tour around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the author basically says that you are able to go on the route that they went on cross country. So you can go through all the 50 states.
Oh, wow.
And you can see all the different attractions. So whether that's the cheese factory in Wisconsin or if it's something else in another state.
Yeah,
that's really cool. That reminded me of the Magic Tree House, and I don't know why.
Yes.
That good old series.
I really want to go to Arizona. I don't know why, but I feel like it just, I don't know, it'd be so cool to see cactus. I've never seen like
a big cacti. Oh, wait, cacti's plural. I mean,
I've never seen big cacti, I guess.
There you go.
Is a good way to put it. I've seen like cactuses, like tiny cacti's ones, but like not cacti. One of those like those ones that like this.
The arms.
You guys can't see me, but like with the arms.
People out there are like, what's this?
Yeah. Like, have you guys ever been south of the border, South Carolina?
So I've been to, I'm pretty sure I've been to South Carolina, but I don't remember it because I went for a tournament again.
Oh.
So I used to play a lot of soccer,
yeah,
and we used to travel like really far for tournaments and everything. But every time I'd go, I was like middle school, high school. I just don't think I had that appreciation for traveling, and mm-hmm. I would just go there for the tournaments and to eat, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then like I'd be done. I wouldn't like really recognize where I was, mm-hmm. which I regret because I was like, I've been to so many places, but I can barely remember where.
Yeah. I want to go to Italy. Have you guys been to Italy?
Oh, I was there.
You were just in Italy.
I was just there in the summer.
Where were you? What islands?
So we did a Mediterranean cruise. So we went to a bunch of different places. We went to like Cannes, Cannes, France. I don't know how to say that. Don't come at me.
You're fine.
One of those. Florence, Italy, Rome, Pisa. We also went to some places. Like we went to Ibiza. We went to Palma, Mallorca. I think I'm missing like a couple places, but we went like everywhere.
That sounds like a dream.
Oh my goodness, the food.
Oh,
I am gluten sensitive, and over there was a dream because they process their wheat differently, fun fact.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So it was amazing.
So wheat there is gluten-free technically.
So they have a lot of gluten-free options, but for someone who's gluten sensitive, it's better. So I'm not celiac, so like I can have like gluten here and there.
Yeah.
So in Italy, like it was perfect because, you know,
I can eat
and not be too bad. But I am lactose intolerant. That was the one sad thing.
Oh.
But you know, I had that lactaid pills.
Yeah.
Stacked and ready. Always ready with those.
Did you have a favorite dish from Italy or from your trip?
Great question.
The gnocchi. Amazing. Ooh. But their pizza, like you cut it yourself, which I don't know why. I was like, I love this. I got like this one pizza. We found like this cute little spot, and like I'm 20, so I could drink there too.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of just having like a glass of wine with a pizza that I'm cutting myself.
Yeah.
And like a nice appetizer with it as well. Was just like amazing.
That sounds perfect.
It was just like, I want to go back.
I mean, I had a similar experience in Algarve in Portugal this summer. I was legally allowed to drink. I was 18. And just to like have the glass of sangria with the appetizer of like the octopus like right next to the beach was like
the European life.
It's just the European summer, guys. Everyone deserves to experience it.
Yes.
No matter what.
I feel like a lot of people experience it this summer.
I agree. I saw a lot of TikToks.
Yeah.
That's also just TikTok.
Everyone I feel like or are studying abroad there now, especially since
I'm a
junior. A lot of my junior friends are like starting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I think a lot of students would benefit from going abroad to other places outside of America.
Yes, definitely.
Everyone deserves to see it.
Yes. Recommend, like, if you have never traveled outside of the country, get ready, strap in, look at all the stuff that you need to do to study abroad if you're interested, and please do it if your major allows you to, because that is like the best experience in the world. I've never done it because I do travel like a lot with family and stuff, but like I know friends who have never traveled and have traveled before and have absolutely enjoyed their experience.
Yeah, and honestly, you don't even need to know the language to have a good time. I went to France, Amsterdam, and Belgium. Do you think I know any of those languages? But is Paris my favorite city? Maybe. So you don't have to learn French to have a great time in a different country.
No. Yeah. Just be polite. Be a polite American. And people won't like, I feel like a lot of people know like a multitude of languages over there too, which I'm astounded by. I went there and I was like, my parents and I, we were trying to like look up words before and try to like, you know, have a common ground, but they were literally speaking English with their nice little accents, and we were getting along well.
And even if you don't know the language, Google Translate was a godsend. Like, you know, like the app where you could just scan the letter or the words, and it'll literally tell you in the other language. It's crazy.
But I feel like the areas that you'll probably only have like language barriers with is if you go to like a small town, like a small local town. But even then, I feel like they've probably experienced like the English language before. So because if you think about it, like the UK is like right next door, and like that's not a far trip for them, and they speak English over there too,
even like communicating with other countries, like a French person in Portugal, for example, like you don't, like they probably are going to speak English to each other, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like English is such a common language because everyone learns it. Like we learn like Spanish, Italian, like in our school system. But I feel like everyone, like I have cousins in Portugal who learn English as a part of their curriculum.
I feel like we are very privileged to have English as basically our first language because so many other people speak it. Like, for example, if I was Italian, maybe, I don't know, like for example, like a random country, if I only spoke Italian, I feel like it'd be very difficult to communicate with others.
Like they learn English to kind of not survive, but to communicate on another level. Especially, well, I feel like there you have probably more like tourist attractions here. But yeah, I low-key wish I knew I grew up in a different area so that I could learn English, because I feel like they also learn like other languages as well. Like I met people this summer who know at least three different languages, four different languages. I was like, oh, I barely know English.
I wish I, oh, sorry, go ahead, James.
I feel like English is a very difficult language to learn. Especially someone who, if you speak a primary language, it's not English, because there's a lot of homophones in English that sound exactly the same.
And invisible letters.
That was our little ramble for the week. We talked about everything and anything. We talked about language. We talked about clothes. We talked about Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and just our overall week. So
thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys ever want to hear anything specific related to UConn, feel free to reach out to us on our Instagram. I'm pretty sure it's like,
it's UConn MFYS podcast.
There we go. Feel free to reach out to us on there. We have someone frequently checking our Instagram page. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for joining us.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, and Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform. For more information and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/mfys and follow us on Instagram at UConn MFYS Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes and go Huskies!